Hi Tony, hi class. My name is Megumi Hibi. I'm Japanese and I'm from Japan. English is my second language, so I have a Japanese accent and my English is still broken sometimes. It is an hour flight to go to Japan for a little information. I came to the US 4 years ago because I decided to get my bachelor's degree in the US. I was in Oregon last 4 years. I went to language school and community college up there. Oregon is a nice place, I think. Because I grew up in the big city, so I wanted to have some slow life, surrounded by nature, no traffic, or something like that. But after a few years, I kind of miss the city life again, so I decided to move to San Diego, and I just came here this summer to transfer to SDSU. My major is kinesiology with emphasis in athletic training. I'm trying to get into the program next year. I want to be a trainer because I like sports and I'm interested in treating sports injuries and working with athletes. I'm taking Physics 180A because it's one of the required courses for kinesiology. I've never thought about why physics is important in my life. But so far I studied a few chapters in this class and I realized every single thing is related to physics. I think physics is important to think about how our lives are happening. Now I think about the friction and acceleration when I'm driving. Because I can speed up because there is an acceleration, and I can make a turn or a stop because there is a friction force working to my car. This is great, like how, oh, to think about how I can drive a car. This is great. I think the purpose of the problem solving is knowing how the laws and the equations are relating to real life. It's not like putting a number and getting a right answer, I think. Sometimes I don't get the answer because I have to imagine the situation too. Like, force equals mass times acceleration. So I can just put the numbers to get the force, but I also need to understand why I got the number, like why the number is small or why the number is increasing or something like that. I like college pretty much. Going to college is a major change of my life. Not only I'm having a new education, I'm also learning a new culture and language too. 4 years ago, it was hard because I'm learning something important for my future through the study, but I need to adjust so many things before I can concentrate things to study. Now it is fun because I made many friends in the US for the last couple of years and I'm used to the way it is in the US. And now I understand English better than before and enjoying to learn new things and making more friends. I'm expecting to get a bachelor's degree because that's my first goal and first step to get a job. But I think what I get from college is up to how I spend the time in college. Because if I just come to class and go home, I may keep a good grade, but it doesn't mean anything at all. If I wanna expecting how to socialize and how to cooperate with others, I should make many friends and I should experience new things, or I should know something I don't know through friends. Also, I'm expecting to get a good time management skill by the time I graduate. Sometimes I have to study for a few tests and do homework at the same time. When I have to work, I need my own time too. Experiencing the situation throughout the college life, I hope I can use my time very well. Cause once I started to work, I must feel that I need more time every day. So, I hope I can enjoy my college life and be active and be socialized and to learn something, something makes me grow up. I don't know. This is enough, I think. Thank you for listening, and I hope we can enjoy this semester with physics class and with homework and with Tony too. Okay, bye.